The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Don Ameche with Francis Langford, Danny Thomas, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed.
Here's to Veterans. A salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. We'll join host John Hickman in just a moment. But first, here's an observation that might interest you. You know, when something's around for almost 100 years, we take it for granted. That's how it is with the telephone, you know. It's so much part of our daily lives, we often don't realize how much help a phone provides. Well, the Veterans Administration realizes you can't always leave home or your job for counseling, so it has expanded its use of telephones to help veterans. A few years ago, the VA was geared to handle mostly personal visits from veterans seeking assistance and information. The phone calls that did come in were usually from the local area. Well, now all of that has changed, and for the better. 42 states now have direct telephone service to a VA office from any point in the state. All you have to do is place a local or toll-free long-distance call for immediate connection to a VA benefits counselor. The VA urges veterans, their dependents, and survivors to take advantage of this time-saving, expanded telephone service. I'll be back with more on the VA's telephone system after we hear from John Hickman.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be back with you again on Here's to Veterans. Well, we've delved into our priceless library of sound and come up with one of radio's funniest situation comedies, The Bickersons, starring Don Ameche and Francis Langford, two of broadcasting's mainstays in the 1940s. Don Ameche, as familiar to radio as the NBC chimes, has matched his distinguished radio career, which included a stint as a regular on the Chase and Sanborn Hour with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, by starring in some 30 motion pictures, making frequent appearances on television, and touring with various stage shows. Most recently, Don held the lead role in Broadway's resurrection of No, No, Nanette. Francis Langford, besides gracing the airwaves as Don Ameche's counterpart in The Bickersons, has starred in many cinema attractions. She sang with Bob Hope on many of his Christmas tours of military bases abroad and owns, along with her husband, a restaurant and marina in southern Florida. The battling Bickersons are at it again through the magic of electrical transcription. Married 8 ghastly years, this wretchedly unhappy pair sets out again to prove that the couple that complains together will remain together. Here's announcer Toby Reed to introduce the program.
And now, Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon Is Over. The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson tosses restlessly, while her husband, John, victim of an obscure type of insomnia which manifests itself in constant and instantaneous sleep, exhibits the following symptoms of the dread disease. Listen.
Well, I'm just not going to stand it another minute. John! John! Sit up! Come on, sit right straight upright. Take off that sleep shade.
What's the matter, Blanche?
You're making me a nervous wreck with that snoring. I haven't closed my eyes all night. There must be something you can take to stop it.
Stop what?
Your snoring.
Oh, it's just your imagination. I never snore.
John Bickerson, how you can have the audacity to... John! John! If you weren't snoring just then, what were you doing?
Well, how do I know, Blanche? I was sleeping.
Well, that kind of sleep is no good for you.
Well, I love it.
It doesn't leave you rested. I hope you haven't forgot that you start work at a new job tomorrow morning. Your last one, you gave up because you weren't wide awake.
Blanche... Enough. I didn't give up my old job. You quit for me.
It's a good thing I did. You weren't making enough anyway.
Well, the new job pays less.
I know, but the hours are longer.
What kind of reasoning do you call that?
Well, there's more time to advance yourself. You'd do a lot better, John, if you patterned yourself after my brother Amos.
I hate your brother Amos.
At least he's a go-getter.
Well, then why doesn't he go get a job?
He doesn't need to. Amos is a shrewd businessman. He can get things from people.
Yeah, he got plenty from me, all right.
You're just jealous. He makes good everywhere he goes. Even in the army, he worked himself up to a field marshal.
He worked himself up to a buck private.
You know very well we got word that they made him a field marshal.
He was a private and he was court-martialed, not field marshal.
Well, what's the difference? Court-martial, field marshal. Did you set the alarm clock?
Yes, I set the alarm clock.
What time did you set it for?
Hmm?
I wanted you to give yourself plenty of time, and from now on, you're going to eat breakfast with me before you leave.
Okay.
When you get it ready, just call me downstairs.
Get what ready?
Breakfast. It won't hurt you to prepare breakfast for both of us. Leo Gooseby does it all the time. He brings it to Gloria on a tray.
Blanche, why don't you let me sleep?
Well, I like that. I don't let you sleep.
You can say that again.
It's your own snoring that wakes me up and makes me wake you to stop it. So you can get enough sleep so you won't be tired from sleeping the way you do.
You can't say that again. You can't.
Well, don't mix me up. I'm the one who never sleeps. I'm worried right now for fear you won't get up in time to go to work.
I'll get up in time. I can dress fast.
Your shirts aren't back from the laundry.
Well, then I'll wear the one I wore today.
You will not. You wear a clean one if you have to wash and iron it yourself.
Okay.
You say it now, but you won't do it.
I will.
You'd better do it now. Get up and wash your shirt.
What?
Go on. Get up and wash your shirt.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, by the time you get through with the shirt, you can start making breakfast.
I never heard of such a thing. You know how I have to wrestle myself to sleep. And when I finally do, you lie there just waiting to wake me up like some jungle-prowling alligator.
Alligators don't prowl in the jungle.
Well, what do I care?
You'd wash your shirt quick enough if you were going to see Gloria Gooseby.
I don't need a shirt to see Gloria Gooseby.
I believe that.
Now, don't you start trapping me in saying things again.
With that kind of bait, you'd be trapped every time, brother.
Oh, Gloria Gooseby. I wish I'd never seen the woman in my life.
So do I. You're not the same person you used to be, John.
What's the matter now?
Whenever you're alone with me, you just sit and mope.
I don't mope at all.
I'll bet you're sorry you married me.
I am not.
You never say you're happy.
Well, I feel very happy.
Well, then why don't you say it?
I'm the happiest man in the world. Now, are you satisfied?
No, there's something missing, John. All our friends have such fun. With their children, I mean. The Goosebies have a baby. The Flafters have a baby. And yesterday, the Marvins had a baby. Everybody has a baby.
Blanche, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Such a beautiful little thing. Weighed 8.5 pounds.
That's wonderful.
They haven't decided on a name yet. I wonder if I could think of... I've got it. John, wake up. I thought of a good name.
Go to sleep. I've thought of a bad one.
I'll phone them in the morning. Did you pull the stopper out of the alarm clock?
Mm-hmm.
Did you set it for 6?
7.
That won't give you enough time. You have to be at work by 9.
Plenty of time. I can leave here at 8:15.
There's no train after 7.
I don't need a train. I'm driving.
I'm afraid you'll have to take the train.
I'm taking my car.
It isn't here.
Is too. It's in the garage.
No, it isn't. I lent it to Amos.
Well, then I'll tell... You what?
I lent your car to Amos. He wanted to go to the race.
Blanche, no. No, you couldn't. Not my car.
Don't get so excited. He promised to bring it back Tuesday.
Tuesday? It's a new car. He can't drive. He hasn't even got a license. Why did you do that?
Well, he wanted to go to the racetrack, and he'd have to get up so early if he took the train.
But it's all right for me to take a train, huh? It's all right for me to go without sleep. And I'm going to work, not the racetrack.
Well, Amos has a chance of making a lot more money than you.
Now, look, Blanche.
Maybe you wouldn't have to go to work either if you'd get friendlier with Amos.
Now, Blanche.
He meets the right kind of people and always manages to figure out some money-making scheme, and he's bound to be a millionaire.
Then why does he keep borrowing from me?
If you're foolish enough to lend him things, you shouldn't complain. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. Sleep. I waited 4 years for that car. Never even had my hands on the wheel. And she gives it to that irresponsible maniac. Tomorrow morning, I'll have the pleasure of opening my garage door and not finding my beautiful car.
You won't find the garage door either.
Why not?
Amos knocked it off as he was backing out.
Oh!
The garage is too narrow anyway. Go to sleep, John.
Oh, what are you going to do with a woman like that? This is too much. Car is too narrow. Never be able to sleep again. long as I...
We'll rejoin the Bickersons after this message from the VA.
I was talking about the VA's telephone service a while ago. When you phone the VA for information or help, the first person who answers will probably be a benefits counselor. He can answer most of your questions right there. The counselor in the VA telephone unit handles each call as though it were a face-to-face interview with a person calling. If you need a printed form, the counselor will send it right away. When you get the form, if you need help to fill it out, all you have to do is call again. Many people call the VA to ask advice about their benefits, education, GI, home loans, GI insurance, what to do when a veteran dies. These are all matters a benefits counselor can advise you about. The VA is dedicated to serving veterans, and this telephone approach makes it more convenient for you when you need help. Of course, there may be times when a personal visit is required. When that's necessary, the VA wants you to know you're welcome anytime.
John, get up.
Okay. Feels like I didn't sleep at all. How do you shut this darn thing off? Where's the stopper?
Put down the alarm clock. It's the phone.
Oh. Oh, I knew it couldn't be the alarm because I just ducked out.
Oh! Put the lights on.
The lights are on. You've got the pillowcase on your head.
Oh. Where am I? Hello.
Jacko, this is Amos.
Drop dead! No, wait. Amos.
Yeah?
Where are you? Where's my car?
Can you stand the shock, Jacko?
Oh, no.
Hey, you know that $1,000 you lent me? Well, I went to the track and I got to worrying about it, see? So I made a few bets for you. I got $300 for you.
Honest? You won that much?
Oh, no, I lost.
But the $300?
Well, I was so worried about losing that I ran your car into a truck. And I sold it on the spot to a junk man.
Oh, Amos, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring you the money in the morning. So long, Jacko.
Amos,
it's the end of the world. Turn out the lights, Blanche. I'm weak. Let me get back in bed. Why should one man have so much trouble?
Oh, right in the mouth. Oh.
John, did you hurt yourself?
What's the difference? I was going to have these two teeth pulled anyway. Good night, Blanche.
Don Amici there as the snoring, rather perturbed John Bickerson, Francis Langford as his wonderful mate, and of course Danny Thomas as the rather irresponsible Brother Amos. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when we'll feature another of those great Here's to Veterans radio shows from the past. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
People frequently stop in VA assistance centers in their cities to ask about benefits, and recently several veterans asked this question. I originally named my mother as beneficiary of my VA insurance, and then my wife when I married. I now plan a divorce. Can I change beneficiaries again? Well, the answer is yes. You may change beneficiaries as many times as you wish. A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest and joins me in saying, here's to veterans.